you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR show. This week, Big J and I welcome back the Broken Lizard team. Jay wasn't on the show last time. Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan from the show Tacoma FD, as well as Super Troopers, Super Troopers 2, Beer Fest, and all those great movies. They come back on the show. They do that fun game with us that we call the Potty Bud Games, I think we call them. But I got to tell you this. This was a really fun episode. I think Shannon said to me afterwards, my face hurts from laughing so hard. It was just a really cool episode. Love these guys. Love that show. And here it is right now. We're just going to jump into it. I'm not going to promote anything else. Let's just get the show going. It is the Steve Lemmy, Kevin Heffernan episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, I beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's fart. You need to know.
It is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Big Jay Oakerson back with me with a camera that wasn't working originally, but now it's working. Jay, how are you? You look very brutish and tough.
You keep saying that. What does that mean?
I don't know what it is. Shannon agreed with me. You have an energy of like a little darker figure.
Is the picture of the silhouetted ballerina behind me?
Maybe. You just I don't know. I have a brutish energy, a Batman energy coming off of you.
The lighting is moody. It's moody lighting.
Yeah, the lighting sucks for some reason. I'm having bad camera issues today, but I mean, behind me is pictures of me and my daughter and stuff. It couldn't be
that makes it.
Show.
That's probably part of your tragic backstory that we don't know about yet that we're going to find out
just
about.
Just because you live in a room with a bike and fucking soundproofing like a
human being.
Like a serial rapist killer.
This is my rape room. It's weird that you know that. Okay, so back on.
I think
for
the bicyclists are going to come after you for that one, Jay.
Very positive. strong bicyclist anti-rape community is coming after me.
You see that basket in the front? That's for stealing kids.
Exactly. It holds up to 80 pounds. That's what that's for. Second time on the show, these guys. Jay wasn't my co-host last time. I had Steve Lemmy, Kevin Heffernan, back for season 3 of Tacoma FD. I think last time you guys were on was at season 2. And now you're back with season 3. Welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Kudos to both of you for the well-placed backdrops for promoting the show.
We get in trouble if we don't do this anymore.
It's really well done. So I have a couple of questions. First of all, congratulations. I read Top 5 Comedy on Cable. Good for you guys. Very, very sexy. Couple of things I just want to ask about the show. I've been watching the new season, very much enjoying it. A stupid question that I would imagine you guys know, because you are also producers on the show, how much do you have to pay to play Hot Blooded as your theme song? Is it worth the expense? It's got to be a fortune.
It's a shitload. Yeah, we actually, what happened was we put it in the show and then they said they wouldn't pay for it. And so we went and we recorded a song with our friend, John Popper, who's the lead singer of Blues Traveler. Right?
Big J's a big friend.
I'm good friends with John. Okay. Yeah, great.
So Popper comes into the studio. He records a song for us. We bring it back to the network, and they said, we don't like this song. We're going to go buy Hot Blooded. So then we had to go back to Popper and tell him that the song he recorded wasn't good enough.
You know,
Grammy Award-winning John Popper wasn't good enough for them, and they shelled out the big bucks for Hot Blooded.
And now, did that song ever make it anywhere, or is it sitting on a shelf somewhere?
Yeah, no, it's if you go on anything outside of America is the John Popper version. And also, I think it was on the streaming version.
Well, yeah, because they didn't want to pay for all the rights.
Right, exactly.
They bought Hot Blooded. So they only bought the rights in America. And everyone else, like if you're in Canada, you hear John Popper's version.
If there's one thing you guys hate, I know, it's lining the pockets of Lou Gramm and Foreigner. How dare they?
I'll tell you another funny story is that they recently reached out to us, Foreigner. And they're like, holy shit, you guys are loving the songs, doing great. Let's set up a promotional event where we would do it with Foreigner. So they sent up a concert out. They're out here at a concert in LA, and they set this concert up with us to go meet Foreigner. And so we did a little research, and we turned out, it turns out that every member of Foreigner is retired.
Except one guy.
He's retired too. He retired last year.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that.
He's retired. So there's not one original member of Foreigner who ever sang Hot Blooded originally. It's just a fucking cover band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they set up a promotional event for us to go and meet with them.
That's funny.
I saw Ambrosia live with the same sadness.
But I think Ambrosia with the original lineup has the same sadness, no?
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
What is Ambrosia's big hit? Because I know they don't have more than one.
So many. Way more than one. They have, You're the Only Woman. You're the Only One That I'm Dreaming Of. You know,
that's a good one.
Bring up the list. Now I'm blanking because I'm...
You're on Ambrosia Hot Seat and you can't think of the songs?
I'd like to...
Make a Wish, Baby.
Oh, that's them?
Ambrosia story, make it come true. Can I tell you an Ambrosia story? I got a lot of them.
You got what?
An Ambrosia story. And Jay, you probably know this guy because now they have another singer, some guy who filled in for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a movie called The Slammin' Salmon, and we ripped off Eye of the Tiger. And we wrote an Eye of the Tiger ripoff song called Cry of the Cougar. And we had we went and hired a guy to come and sing it, and it ended up the guy who sang it is the new lead singer for Ambrosia.
Of Ambrosia? That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, and from Survivor to Ambrosia. Okay. I like it.
Yeah, that guy, the main guy died some years ago. Then there was the other guy with the wacky hair.
Wow, you really know your Ambrosia fucking trivia, Jay. That's
impressive.
I like
the Ambrosia. I'm a yacht rock guy.
We should, at the Canyon Club, I think Ambrosia and Bread are doing a double bill. We should check that out.
Oh, man.
Wow, you're speaking Jay's language. You're speaking Jay's language.
That's a yacht rock night right there.
You know, Foreigner for a while.
Yacht rock. That's sad rock.
No, Ambrosia's yacht rock. I saw a yacht rock review. It was Ambrosia, Robbie Dupree.
Oh.
And what was that?
Tulaway's a great one.
Yeah, he did the hit. And it was
the hit.
What's the fuck? I'm trying to remember.
But I feel Bread is more depressing. Bread is like sad ballads.
It's bad. It's I got my heart broken.
Yeah. It doesn't fit yacht rock.
And I'm hurting and I'm not gonna get over you ever.
Bread has if. What's the other song by Bread?
No, Bread has a couple of big ones. Hold on, I gotta look that up because Bread.
If a picture paints a thousand words.
No,
tragic.
They had a
Ralph,
really...
you're right, dude. I'm so rugged. you mentioned it, I started to realize
and
how
rugged. And by the way,
just
a quick side note for Foreigner, at one point it was all 80s rock dudes. Like the singer was from a band called Hurricane, the bass player was from Dokken. It was like all 80s rock guys for a while, and then one old dude that was playing bass.
Yeah.
And he's the one that I guess retired.
He just retired.
That's
but it's still
crazy.
The same guy, the lead singer from Hurricane. Really.
Yeah, he's great. Kelly Hansen, really, really talented singer. Look at me knowing
the
name.
Star of Foreigner now.
Yeah, look at me.
I'm the top 10 songs from Bread.
Name three of them, the first three. Let's see if I know any of them besides you.
Hold on, my mouse isn't working. One second. Yeah, okay. First one is If. Second one is Aubrey.
Don't know it.
Third one, Everything I Own.
Yes, that's the other one I know. You know that one.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only other one I know for
sure. That's a big one.
It's really a great name for a band, too. A couple of quick questions about the season, and then we're going to play our silly little game. So a stupid question also is that do you actually have like firemen consult on the show or not at all? Like this is just you guys, your vision of what a fire department would be like.
We're just winging it.
Yeah.
No. I have a few family members who are firefighters, and in particular, a cousin that I grew up with, who's been a firefighter for 28 years in my hometown. And when we made Super Troopers, his thing was always like, you think cops are funny? Talk to me when you make a funny movie. I'll tell you about firefighters. And so eventually we pitched this show and we sold it. And we're like, okay, cousin Bill, tell me all these stories.
Oh, okay.
So he did. So now he downloaded all these stories to us. And then he became our technical consultant and it became cliche. Like he came out to LA, got a Hawaiian shirt and a convertible Mustang, and he drives to the set and he tells us how to wear our masks and carry hoses.
I love it. That's great. That's great. That's awesome. And so now
did he get a new earring? Did he get an earring? I hope he got an earring.
I hope he dumped his wife for like a 20-year-old too. That'd be much cooler. I think he's really on brand.
No, but she, you know, she comes out and visits, and she provides a few tidbits of information too. Like the last thing, Kevin, you might remember this. She told me, she was like, don't tell a fucking soul I'm telling you this. And I'm like, already you're making a big mistake, but go on. And she said, the smell, when he would come home after fighting a fire, it doesn't matter if he showered a million times, the smell of the fire on his skin is an aphrodisiac. It's an aphrodisiac.
They should make a cologne for it. Fireman cologne. Why not? That would be sexy.
You know, Burger King made a flame broiled cologne some years back. You remember that cologne?
I don't, but that sounds sexy to me. I would,
by the way, I appreciate your knowledge of yourself. You know what's funny? You can't stop somebody from telling you something they want to tell you. Because I do that when the people go, look, I'm going to tell you something, but it's got to stay like just you and me. And I almost 100% of the time now I go, don't tell me, man. I don't want that burden. Like, I'm going to tell people. I'm going to get stoned and tell a bunch of people, especially if it's humiliating to you. Like, I'm going to tell so many people so fast. And they go, nah, just don't, please. And then they just tell you anyway. And you're like, all right, dude, I've said this is going to happen. I've told you this is going to happen.
Disclaimer.
I know the first episode was called Quarantine, but I coincidentally had nothing to do with COVID, but I'm sure that was probably done on purpose. But the entire season, it seems, is kind of restricted, and I could be wrong, I've only seen the first four or five, to like mainly the firehouse, which is different than previous seasons. Did that allow you guys maybe to like focus more on stories or more on dialogue because you're restricted to staying basically within the firehouse, other than I think one episode had a couple of flashbacks and a couple of things outside, but mostly that, right? Am I right so far?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's we definitely had to take that into consideration, you know, the amount of extras we were going to be around, just going, you know, out on location to the real world. And so we started focusing on the station. And, you know, we've always found that when those limitations are put on us, the way you solve, you know, the kind of the obstacles or the barriers that are in front of you is to do it through comedy and mm-hmm. trying to get clever. And so I actually think it helped us with make our best season yet in terms of the comedy. Like all the episodes are I think unique to one another, and it's great. It helped us.
I noticed on a couple of episodes already that pranks seem to be a big part of it, which you hear a lot about in fire department. They did that in the Rescue Me. Pranks are always seem to be an issue with fire departments. Have you guys in Broken Lizard done anything crazy prank wise to each other ever?
There was the Tony Danza thing, right, Lemmy?
I've been pranked a few times. Yeah, the first one we had just signed with a new agency, and I received an autographed Tony Danza headshot from Tony Danza, and it said, "Steve, I just signed with UTA. Also, we should. I love your work. Let's grab lunch sometime. Best, Tony." And I was like, "Holy fucking shit! Holy fucking shit!" And I called all these guys up, all the Broken Lizard guys up. I was like, "You didn't do this, did you?" And every guy was like, "I mean, three out of the four guys that I called had genuine reactions. They were like, "Holy shit! No fucking way! That's amazing! Awesome!" Yeah, they all did that. And, you know, a couple months went by and finally I was like, fuck it, this is real. And I framed it and I had it in my front hall, like right when you walked into my apartment in New York City, you'd see my Tony Danza autographed headshot, which I would, you know, as a conversation piece with the fellas. I'd be like, check this out. With the girls, I'd be like, check this out. And like, it was a big thing. And finally, a year went by and Jay Chandrasekhar from the group admitted that he had in his agent's office and saw the headshot. And
how great would it have been if you actually ran into him somewhere prior to that? Fuck, that would have been the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Good. I'm sorry.
No, please, Jay, you go.
I was just reminding me, do you know Ralph? I think these guys would love, do you know the Joe DeRosa's tattoo story, his origin story of that?
No, I didn't even know what his tattoo is.
He has a tattoo on his arm. He got it covered up. It said KKK.
Oh, I don't like the way this is going.
KKT. I know, right? KKT ITN. So it almost reads as the word kitten. It's the same letters, but it's a little bit scary. So we always went, what was that when he got it? He goes, oh, he goes, I met George. Joe DeRosa is a great comic. And this is when we were younger. He goes, yeah, I met George Carlin once. And we talked about comedy for a while. And when I was leaving, he goes, hey, kid, keep kicking him in the nuts. And so he got that, you know, that's what the letters are. Keep kicking him in the nuts. Out there, and he had this for so long, and then found out, I think he went on Opie and Anthony at one point, and he said that, and then people started sending in, like, that's just the thing he says and signs everything with. Like, Joe has, like, such like a personal, like, he looked at me, and he goes, great story, kid. Keep kicking in the nuts out there. He just says that. That's like his, okay, next.
Like, you stay strong or whatever.
He got a tattooed arm. He goes, it's just a standard goodbye, his salutation.
Fucking great. I love it. And then he got rid of it.
Here's a part two. We were about to go to Mexico to make Club Dread. And in the mail, I received a package, and it was a pair of clam diggers, shorts, long clam diggers. They came down to my knees. And I really didn't like them. But the card said, hey, Steve, I saw these and thought of you. I'll see you down in Mexico. And there was no name on it. And also, the postmark was from Arizona. And so I was like, well, who I know from Arizona? Like, I know no Broken Lizard member went to Arizona to mail this thing to me from there. Who do I know? And then I was like, it might be Paul Soder's family member. Maybe they're coming down. Shit. I don't know who this person is. But not to be rude, to be polite, I brought the clam diggers down with me, and I would wear them, hoping to attract the person who had sent me the clam diggers. And I looked ridiculous. You know, I'd walk around with my clam diggers down on my knees. And anyway, I wore them all through the shoot. And finally, when we got back, Jay Chandrasekhar admitted that he had gotten somebody in Arizona.
That's great. That was my first thought, was just when you said nobody went to Arizona, that you could call someone in Arizona to ship them. It's not that complicated.
I mean, really, Jay, funny. Was part of, I mean, he'll go for the Joe. He was part of the most vicious prank I've ever seen, and funniest, the Jackass 2. Right? Yeah. Jackass 2. I mean, that was wild.
That was a great one.
That was a great one, yeah.
Yeah.
Was there any thought of him being on this show, or he had no interest, or was it like just not in the cards? Like, why is he not on Tacoma?
No, we'll get him a show. He's just like always busy. Like, he directs a shitload of stuff. He's always directing TV shows. And so every season we do something, and it's kind of like he has something going on. He just shot his own movie that he directed a couple months ago or whatever. So it just didn't kind of pan out.
And
he's
also
super expensive, you know.
Did you guys stop Tacoma? I know you were doing that for a while last season, where you would do that half hour chat after the show aired. I don't see it happening this year. Did that stop?
It's funny, because what happened was, because of the pandemic, those TBS, TNT, and True TV lost Major League Baseball, NBA basketball, and the NCAA tournament all in the space of 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the phone with the head of production. And as a joke, we were like, hey, we've got an idea. If you need some programming, it's an after show like Talking Dead. It's called Tacoma FD. And 20 minutes later, they're like, were you serious about that? We're like, yeah. And they were like, you got a green light. And they greenlit the show. And it was great. We loved it. And the fans loved it. And then this year, they actually offered it to us again. And we said, okay, we'll do it. And then they said, nah. And they turned us down.
They said, that's a True, pandemic you, show. That's what they said.
When you're with True TV, they rule, man. I was sitting next to Sal Volcano, and they were like, would you guys take $1 zillion to just like eat dinner on TV? I was like, wow, what a great life.
Yeah, those guys they're in rarefied air. Those guys. Hey, you want to go on a cruise and make $1 million or that kind of shit.
It's a good life. All right, before we go any further, if you are a fan of the show and over 21, which that's a most of us that are listening to the show are between 21 and 49, except for me, I'm 51. We want to tell you about Fully Loaded Chew. The holiday season is fast approaching, and a lot of our fans are still smoking cigarettes or hitting those vape pens. So now, nicotine is an addictive chemical, and so we're not suggesting this to any new users. But if you're currently smoking, vaping, or using another dip, it's time to try Fully Loaded Chew. And here's why people are switching to Fully Loaded Chew. This is the only chew with tobacco-free nicotine. Tobacco-free nicotine means less bad shit in your mouth. Fully Loaded's motto is save a lip. And they got a full line of flavors too. Wintergreen, mint, bourbon, peach, all available at Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew comes at different nicotine levels as well. Full strength, which is the same nicotine as any other chew. And if you're looking to cut back on your nicotine or wean yourself off, they have half strength and full flavor chew, which has absolutely no nicotine at all. So once again, if you're a dipper, you have to try Fully Loaded Chew. The team at Gas and Fully Loaded has put together a killer promotion for you, only available at FullyLoadedChew.com. The team at Gas and Fully Loaded worked to put together a killer promotion offer for you. If you go to FullyLoadedChew.com and use promo code GAS1, that's G-A-S, then the number one, you're going to get a tin of Fully Loaded or Drive for just $1 and free shipping on any purchase you make. Once again, that's FullyLoadedChew.com and promo code is GAS1 for a free tin and free shipping. Check it out and save a lip with Fully Loaded. And also nice. The episode so far, one of the ones that was my favorite this season was getting Stipe on, which is so cool. And then I heard somewhere that because the fight, it's great because also it ties into a podcast and it just really is funny. But you had no stunt doubles and he actually hit one of the guys in the face.
Yeah. Gabe Hogan, he hit in the face. And it was funny. It's funny because Gabe is a huge fan of Stipe. Like, Stipe is his favorite fighter, and he's a huge, rabid fan of him. To the point where when we first started kind of talking to Stipe, we kind of surprised Gabe with Stipe kind of popping into a conversation of ours, you know? And so, we were shooting a scene, and he has to kind of punch him. He slaps him across the face, Gabe.
Right.
But he's, you know, supposed to miss or whatever. And we're kind of behind a glass partition window, and all of a sudden he kind of swings and you see Gabe go down, and immediately Stipe threw his hands up. He's like, I hit him. I'm sorry. I hit him. and the whole, everyone's like, oh my fucking God. And like, the color was out of Stipe's face and everyone ran in and Gabe was on the ground. We got him up and it turned out that Stipe just caught Gabe's nose with his middle finger as he went across the face. And that was enough
to
knock Gabe to the ground.
That's crazy.
You can see it. You can see it. We've got it on the on Instagram. The blooper reel from last week has Stipe knocking.
Actual footage of him getting whacked in the face.
As you know, I got hit once just to see what it felt like by Michael Bisping, who's on this network. I wanted to just punch me in the shoulder, and I think it hurt for close to a month that I felt that pain from him punching me in the shoulder. It was awful.
It's really stunning because he's such a nice guy, but he was the UFC heavyweight champion, or he always will be, I guess. And so you look at his fist and it's like the size of your fucking head, you know? And like, it's just a different,
Different energy. It's just a different
guy. He's a human being. And you know,
he has that same brooding energy that Jay's giving off right now.
Yeah. Brutish.
And then also, because you didn't use any stunt doubles for that, but as a former breakdancer myself, Jay, I have to imagine that you did use a breakdancing double for Steve's character in that scene.
Why do you have to imagine that?
Well, a couple of scenes, it was pretty obvious.
Because Ralph's a seasoned veteran.
And I'm a seasoned pro. I know what to look for.
Of the art of the breakdance. So,
Ralph, what's your breakdance background? Like, have you?
All right, well, Jay, you may want to mute your mic first.
God damn, this is humiliating. I won't sit here for this.
I was a breakdancer in high school. I used to go to Coney Island High School. Jay hates this whole story, but I brought it up many, many times and it drives him crazy. And I was picked because I was a white kid. Me and my brother, we were picked to be in a movie called Crush Groove.
This is a crazy thing.
I used to battle in Coney Island. It was a crazy, I mean, we're talking when I was 14, it's like, you know, 40 years ago, almost at this point. But I was very into the culture, Jay.
Steve, Kevin, I promise you, there's no evidence.
I have video. No, there is video evidence.
I'll tell you this, Jay. As much as you've heard that story, I've heard the Steve Lemmy story, which he can tell you also right now.
Yeah, Jay, I too was a professional dancer. Breakdancer. I was trained because there was a guy who wanted to have a white guy in his crew. I grew up in New York City also.
Yeah, well, there we go. Maybe we battled one day. I don't know.
And I was breakdancing on the street, and I was discovered. These people said, would you like to do that for a commercial?
CJ, it happens.
But I have a question.
I did it.
Are you in the commercial?
I have it.
I believe you, but I'm telling you, Ralph is not in Crush Groove.
That's right. Our scene got cut from Crush Groove, so there's no visual evidence of it. That's the problem.
Oh, like my scene in Scarface I forgot to tell you about.
By the way, Steve and Kevin, I want to tell you the kind of guy Jay is. I went to Spain last week, and Jay wished me a horrible trip. He hoped the girl I went had a period the whole time and didn't have sex, and it was a good trip. So this is the kind of guy Jay is.
It's just...
No wonder you're so brooding.
The whole scene's ridiculous. He brings some fucking Italian prostitute who barely speaks.
Stop your mouth with that. You know her for 9 years.
I don't know. I met, well, her once 9 years ago. Does not mean I've known her for 9 years.
That does mean you've known her for 9 years. 100% that means that.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. You're welcome. Girl,
she's like my sister. She just happens to be a non-English speaking hooker. She's like a sister to me, though. Besides that, you say a bad word about her besides that. But she's an Italian prostitute who goes away with Ralph.
I got to ask a couple other quick questions, and then we're going to play a game together because we're burning through time here. I noticed there's a lot of butts this season. Unfortunately, not once is Hassie's butt on, which is very upsetting to me. I don't know if that's been a purposeful decision, but it's an upsetting one. And then I read, was there any thoughts of maybe working her into one or two of those scenes?
The butt scenes?
Yes, for God's sake. She's so hot.
I'm glad you bring this up. I think it's sexist of us not to include her in those naked butts.
Right. It seems forced the other way. It doesn't seem right.
You're treating her like she's too fragile and a girl and she can't have full frontal nudity. That's exactly right.
And you know what? I blame Heffernan. I blame Kevin for this. And I'll tell you why. When we were, creating the character, we were like, I'd be like, Kevin, we should explore her sexuality and her party habits. And he was like, she's a good girl. And I was like, okay, it's not your real daughter. It's a character. He's like, she's a good girl. She doesn't sleep around. She doesn't party. She's the smartest one in the station. And I was like, how is she going to have any fun then if we're all the dumb ones who mess around? And then there was like a take at some point where she said the word, get out of my vagina. And Kevin refused to allow it to be seen in the episode. And I was like, this is so sexist. Like in the very next scene, Kevin's like, you got some balls on you. You got some balls on you. And I realized there was a double standard, and that became an episode in season two where, his character has the double standard. I think he still has it. And I think next season, if there is a next season, we should allow Hassie to show her ass.
Yeah, like it is a reverse sexism thing going on. And supposedly this season ends with a fire cliffhanger. So I assume there's a next season. You're not going to leave people fucked and not have a resolve on that.
Yeah. You got to break through that wall you've built up, Kevin, and let this girl show her ass.
Yeah. For God's sakes, Kevin, be a man.
If she wants to, then maybe I'll do that. But I have to protect her.
Did all four men want to show their asses? Is that what you're saying? They all asked you, our asses?
There are two extras in that scene, and we forced them to show their ass.
All right, there you go. Listen, there it is.
I hate to quote my friend Ralph as he wears a raincoat indoors and says it screaming over a woman, but
he can't even get it out.
I was the ass crack consultant on that scene.
Yeah, they always want it, is what Ralph wants to know.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to think of.
They always want
it. Yeah, were there some extras that didn't make it, Stephen, because you weren't proud of their butt cracks?
No. It was Kevin and Eugene, and then two extras on the outside. And I was the ass crack specialist because Kevin couldn't see it, because he was in the shot.
Right.
So he said, make sure the ass cracks are showing. And so I would go up and I would tug the belt loop of the two extras to pull their pants down.
Wow.
And show more ass,
which is illegal.
It is illegal.
Nah, guys, we're partying here. Ralph, you want to threaten? You want to threaten Shannon's job and make her show her ass to everybody?
Yeah, I just call that every day at Gas Digital Studios.
You value this job, Shannon?
Come on, Shannon. Show something.
Do you want to buy
a little bit of a
more neon and wall hanging fake fireplaces? We keep you zooted up.
Yeah, we're feeding your cats, Shannon. We're feeding your cats.
He doesn't like what you're saying.
And then she's going for it. Yeah, get some cat.
The cat puts his asshole in her face.
Yeah, 69 your cat. Do you like this job even?
Shannon, I'll defend you. Don't listen to
him. Thank you, Kevin.
Shannon's a good girl. She's a good girl too.
And by the way, I listened to your interview recently with Mario Lopez.
The cat is showing us his asshole.
Yeah, well, he wants to get in on the butt crack thing.
Yeah. Cat's presenting.
And you guys seemed really obsessed with Mario Lopez's arms. So butt cracks and arms of dudes, you know. And
I think Mario's obsessed with his own arms.
That's probably true. Lot, you know? And also, I got upset. He stole, I mean, you guys have done the show before, but he stole our three-question shtick at the end. He asked you guys your first concert and the first crush. That's basically two out of the three of our questions.
Oh.
I'm not happy about it.
Hey, big headline, Hispanic guy steals.
Alert. Sky Blue says shocked media.
Uh-oh. So now- breaking news. This just came across the AP wire.
I got it right here. Just print it out. all right. Before we go any further, fans, if you're over 21, I want to tell you about our newest sponsor. They are the MyPod, M-I-P-O-D. They're the vape pens. And I'll say this. Shannon's had it in her mouth since I've seen her this week. Tell me about it, Shannon.
So I actually just, we just got them this week. First of all, the devices are so pretty. Maybe everyone doesn't care about them, but I love them. They have they have disposable devices, and then they also have like the rechargeable, refillable ones as well. So no matter how you smoke your vape, it's all available. And they have a bunch of really fun flavors. I have some blueberry type right now, which I'm really, oh no, rainbow mix is what it's called. It's really good. And they come in multiple strengths of nicotine. So 2.5 or 5%. So if you're kind of trying to trickle down, you have that option. I accidentally took the 5%. So it's a lot of nicotine going through my system today. But I'm very picky about the vape products that I use. I usually use Juul before this. And I love it. It was like an instant switchover. I really love the product.
You know how I know it's good? Because you and Robbie today in the lounge, we're both talking about how great it was, like organically. There was no read being done. There was no commercial. You guys are just saying, oh my God, I love, look how pretty this is. Oh, look how good it feels. And his word was, oh, it has such a good pull. I'm like, I'll give you a good pull. So go to MyPod, MIPOD.com. You use the promo code SDR and you get 20% off. Like Shannon said, it's available in different flavors, available in different strengths. I read they have 15 flavors online. You can adjust the airflow. It just seems to be the right product if you're a vapor. By all means, check out MIPod, mypod.com. Use the code SDR. Get 20% off. Support the sponsors that support the show. All right, let's get back into it. All right, so Shannon, it put a little game together for us where you guys have friends for a long time. Jay and my Italian prostitute know each other for 9 years, so we're all close.
We go way back.
So we're going to see who knows who better. In our little game of, it's kind of like, what do we call it, Shannon? I forget what we call it.
It's the brand new game show where we find out which podcasting duo knows each other the best. Let's start the Potty Bud game.
Well, we've called it the Potty Bud game because it's usually other podcasts.
Does something bad happen if you move the cat? Because I would,
if it comes right back.
You're really dealing with it.
Because if I leave him alone, he'll settle down and lay on my lap. If I push him away, he'll constantly jump back up and be annoying. So I'm trying to just let him settle down.
Close a door?
I don't have a door in this room.
All right. Well, I guess we'll look at your cat's asshole.
What, Shannon, start showing that ass crack and we'll get you a door.
Wait, it's coming.
My wife is outside the door. My wife is outside my window flashing me.
Man, everyone's got such better shit going on than me.
Hey, man, I just got my posters.
Yeah. All right, Shannon, you ready to do
Ralph's
this?
He's got a confused Italian girl in a crate in his room.
All right.
We're competing
ready, Shannon?
Against each other. That's a good idea. We're competing against each other. Is that happening?
Yeah, it's us, me and Jay against you two on who knows who better.
Okay. Love it.
Jay, if you guys
have known each other, can I ask that?
Jay, that's a good question. 20 years, Jay?
But I mean, really, like, we talked on a regular basis for like 10 now?
Yeah. Well, yeah, talked on a regular basis, 10. You know, but no. Maybe, 10's about right.
Jay has a different criteria for knowing people.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because he's met them, he doesn't count.
For the first 10 years, we talked 3 times, but we knew each other. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, but we would cross paths and hang out once in a blue moon.
Sorry, Ralph, I'm going to cut you off there for a second. Seems like the cat's ramping up, actually, Shannon.
That's what because I pushed him down.
I think this is called escalation.
So, listen, guys, respond to that. That's just the way it is. By the way, I've been thinking about something for the last 20 seconds. I think Jay's philosophy on knowing people is hurtful. Because really, by what he's saying, Kev, we're going to get off this podcast and people are going to be like, oh, how long have you been friends with those guys, Jay? He's like, I'm not friends with them. I never met him. I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, I could say, oh, I've known Jay for 3 years now. That, you know, the last time we did the podcast, but he will unknow me the second we get off this podcast. I like that.
I would love to call you guys friends. I am holding together big fanship when I talk to you guys. But Beer Fest is one of my favorite comedies. That's a Mount Rushmore comedy for me. I love all your guys' stuff. So, no, I'd love to call you friends, but Ralph calls a lot of people friends, I think.
I'm a very social guy.
You know what I mean? You see what I mean?
I'll tell you this, by the way. I added both of them, Jay.
He's the guy that believes that.
In your defense, Jay, I added both of them on Instagram after the show. They did the show last year, and neither one of them added me back. And then 6 months later, I unfriended them.
Oh, my God. Like, fuck these guys. Do you hear this woman, like, complaining? This is because he spends time with teenagers too much.
Well, that's how I try and get laid. That's my wheelhouse. Come on, Shannon. We got to start the game.
Okay. Okay,
oh, we just lost somebody. Who did we lose?
Nobody. Everyone's here.
Oh, probably half the audience with that nonsense you just said.
Okay, so there's four rounds, four questions per round. The first round, I'll be asking the questions to Ralph and Steve. So you are going to be writing down, Ralph and Steve, you'll be writing down what you think your partner is going to answer. Okay. And then Jay and Kevin, you're going to write down your answer to the question.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. First question. What is your friend's weirdest hobby?
So I'll be writing down, what's my weirdest hobby?
He's guessing what my weirdest
hobby. Yes. So it's Kevin and Jay's.
I don't know if I've told Ralph my biggest new hobby.
Hobby.
I know, you know, I'm not getting that one right, so I went with my gut.
Oh no!
Yeah, I know, not. I know, not. Sound like a really interesting dude.
All right, that's got my answer in.
Guys, okay. Literally what I was writing down. No hobby.
Feel like don't cheat already. God damn it.
Cheater.
Yeah, okay. Right?
There was some table talk there, but I was like, he doesn't have hobbies.
All right. You got number two?
I wrote one down that you might know.
Well, now he's going to have to change his answer. Don't change it. All right, yeah. Two.
Which of you spends more money on themselves?
Wow, it's a good question.
So same thing, right? Like,
what do you think he's going to say? Yeah, what do you think? No, I'm writing down what I think Jay's going to answer.
No, same thing. Four in a row.
Who do I think Jay thinks
I'm going to write?
Yeah, I know what I'm writing.
Okay. You're writing what you think Kevin's going to write.
Yeah.
Damn. Shannon, every time we do these games, it gives me a real respect for, like, the
game shows,
Bob Eubanks and the Chuck Wooleries of the world, because, man, even though we've played this game so many times, I still have to go, wait, I'm writing the thing I think for me. Okay.
I think it also, by the way, it helps usually because in those game shows, the other person's not in the room. So it's less, or not on the call, it's less confusing. But anyway, continue.
Shannon, what was the first hobby question again?
What is your friend's weirdest hobby?
Weirdest hobby. Okay, gotcha.
I think you're going back to change. I don't like any of that.
Number three. Is your friend a morning person or a night person? First round, very simple. Is your friend a morning person or a night person?
Okay.
Okay. And number four, what is your friend's favorite band?
Oh. Shit. Oh, I know a way we might get this.
I don't know if that's going to be right, but I think I'm off on this. I don't think I got a single one of these. I got one of these.
I tried to mind meld you on this one because there's a way. Well, it doesn't matter.
I think I got one of them.
Okay, so now we can review the first round.
I'm going to cover up my other four answers.
Okay. All right. So the first question was, what is your friend's weirdest hobby? And we can start with you, Steve. What did you think Kevin's weirdest hobby was?
I wrote card shuffling. Lately, I originally wrote no hobbies, but
we know because you showed everybody.
Yeah, but now lately he's been just shuffling cards when we do Zooms and stuff. He's always shuffling that deck of cards there. He actually has done it while we've been talking. He picked it up and then put it back down.
I did.
And what did you put, Kevin?
I put catching rabbits.
Okay. I'm going to assume that's a.
That is not a match.
I have a rabbit problem in my yard, and so I placed cages I've caught about 50 rabbits in the last 2-3 years.
I have a question. Because Kevin also put up an owl box. If I had written owl box, would that have counted?
An owl box?
Owls?
Owls kill rabbits. That's why I put the owl box.
Oh, what the fuck do I know? I would have, if you would have explained that, I probably would have allowed it.
Okay.
All right. Next question. Way, so, Jay, what did you put, Jay?
No, Ralph, what did you say?
Oh, what did I say? I put watching black dude porn.
Damn, I almost put that. First of all, it's not about black dudes. It's a lot of black dudes focusing on one woman.
Well, all right. I'm sorry that for was not per- having no, the right fucking verbiage for it.
No, that was purposefully misleading. You were trying to say something. You were trying to make a gay joke in 2021. Real nice, dude.
Not at all. Wow.
No, real cool. My hobby that I am deep into is watching pedophile hunt stings on YouTube.
Oh, that, you know, oh, what? If I would have thought about it more, I probably would have wrote that because that I know you've been talking about so much. Like, where they go catch pedophiles on YouTube when they...
But the homemade guys, it's wild.
I didn't even know there was a thing. Okay.
It's a whole
thing for a whole different reason.
Okay, so the score is currently 0-0.
Perfect.
Second question back to you again, Steve. Which of you spends more money on themselves?
Steve.
What did you say, Kevin? Steve. Yay. It's 100 points.
All right. Now, Jay, I wrote me.
Yeah, and the answer is you, Ralph.
Okay. All right. Tied up at 100 points. Question number 3. For Steve, is your friend a morning person or a night person?
Night person.
All right.
All right. And I mean, to me, there's no question. Jay is a night person.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Night.
Okay. And last one of the first round. Steve, what is your friend's favorite band?
AC/DC.
All right.
See, here's where I think Jay and I are going to be fucking wrong on this one because I put Marilyn Manson. Or Ambrosia, but probably Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, you know what? Marilyn Manson would have been a good one. We could have done. I said The Doors because
we just had them on.
We just had Robbie Krieger on, and like, you know, I was fawning over and saying what a fan I was, which I am. But yeah,
Matt, I think I'm right. You're sticking with I was correct.
We shit the bed.
Okay. It's much more interesting when you don't get it right, because then everybody explains what their thought process was. But when you get it right, you're like, yeah.
ACDC. ACDC, boom.
All right, next, move on.
Yeah. Okay, so the score right now is 300 for Steve and Kevin, 200 for Ralph and Jay. Moving on to the second round, where each question is worth 200 points. Okay. And now this one is Kevin and Jay are answering this for Ralph and Steve.
Yeah.
First question.
Ralph and Steve are answering for ourselves how we would answer.
Yes. Okay, first question. What's the worst drug your friend has ever tried?
The worst drug. So wait a minute. That's a weird wording. Am I answering worst drug I ever tried?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
And question is for Jay and Kevin. Right. Yeah. The question I'm asking the question directly to Kevin and Jay about
Kevin
your.
Kevin is gonna guess what the worst drug I ever tried was.
Yes.
That I'm gonna say.
Okay. Yeah.
I know that one.
Okay. Second.
Shit, and while the guys are mulling it over, why don't you show your ass? Do you want this job?
Yeah, and again, we're getting some money up for that door in your fucking bedroom here that we need to put in there.
Let me get my cat to come back.
Maybe a cat box even.
Settle for a fucking leash.
Number 2, which of you would win in a drinking contest?
Okay. Speaking of which, on a side note, which of you would really win in a shrimp eating contest, by the way?
We've done that.
You have?
Yeah.
That was an episode of the show. And that
whole thing is based on a true story.
Really? Who won in the contest in real life?
In real life, I won, amazingly. And many years later, I told the story, and Kevin was like, you never beat me in the shrimp cocktail. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? It's one of the greatest victories of my life. He's like, you could never beat
me. Super Bowl party in 1997, we established that.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Okay.
That's great. All right, sorry, Shannon, question 3.
Number 3, use one word to describe your friend's type when it comes to the opposite sex.
Oh, okay.
One word for Ralph's type.
Yes. Okay, and one word for Steve's type.
One word?
He's guessing what I'm going to say my type is?
Yes.
How many insulting words?
There's one obvious one, Jay.
I guess. Yeah.
If you get that wrong, I'm going to be pissed at you.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. This is the first thing.
I don't know. I just made a joke.
Okay. And the last question of this round, how old was your friend when they lost their virginity?
Oh, we talked about it on the show. So
this is Steve. Okay. What age Steve was when he lost his virginity?
Oh,
I forget if Ralph says he had a normal childhood or if he's one of these.
Well, this will show you if Jay actually listens to me.
If he lies all the way back then.
We went in detail.
When I was 12, my babysitter couldn't stand being around me without sucking my
cock. You better get this right, Jay. We've told the story to each other.
Well, I don't know it for sure, but I'm throwing a...
Because we only know each other for 10 years, not 20, you piece of shit.
All my 20-year friends, though, I know how old they were when they lost their virginity. All of them.
All right, so
we do it at our big 20-year friendship getaway. We all tell our virginity.
We all swap that story.
Okay, question one. Kevin.
I'm going to change my guess.
Okay.
Do I want that? You can allow that. There.
Everyone good? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin. This is for Kevin and Jay. What's the worst drug your friend has ever tried? Kevin, what did you say was the worst drug Steve ever tried? Cocaine. Steve.
Okay.
The dab.
I thought about that.
The dab. The
experience of the dab, yeah.
And you don't mean doing this.
No, I was at a cannabis party, like where they have, you know, all kinds of weed and mm-hmm. paraphernalia around, like, you know, because these days in that community, it's just more about networking, and a dude pressed a bud into a thing into like a machine and came out with like a little disc and put it in a bong. It was like, give it a whirl. And so I tried it and I filled up the bong with smoke and he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I was like, I got it. And I cleared the thing and started coughing. And the organizer of the party ran over it and was like, dude, you just did a dab. And I was like, don't worry about me. And immediately they were like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take him over there and put him by the plants. We're going to open the window and Jimmy will hang out with him for the first hour. And so that was, and I thought I was fine. And literally 5 minutes later, the fact that they were already discussing my spiral freaked me out even more.
Yeah, that had to freak you out more. It had to make it much worse. Yeah.
And I was in a serious dab hole for like 3 hours.
Yeah, certainly isn't going to let you enjoy it when everyone right away goes, all right, listen, you're about to freak the fuck out.
Yeah, call the police, call the paramedics.
No one even did like a nice, like, it's like, all right, let's put some music on and try to enjoy ourselves a little bit. They were like, okay, you're about to feel shaking inside and like your heart shutting off. But don't worry, that's just your brain turning on you.
That was terrible. It was terrible.
IJ, what did you put for me?
So you've done coke. That just wasn't the worst drug. So it's you going by worst experience with it. Because I'd argue probably that coke's a worse drug to get mixed up with than dabs.
Sure.
Yeah, but you know what You know what there's nothing to get mixed up on? They got it wrong. That's the important thing.
To you. But I like to, I'm trying to form real friendships here, Ralph.
Really? Says the guy who barely knows anyone?
He's not.
I'm trying to fix that. Look at all the things I'm learning about new friends, Steve and Kevin tonight.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Jay, what drug did you say was the worst Ralph tried?
I said coke. I did coke.
Jay, that's so wrong, and you know that's wrong.
Why?
We all accidentally did crystal meth on the show.
That's a deep cut. I don't think that's the case. We didn't do crystal meth.
That's what we established
no,
it was.
We took, it's just you're this is what a fucking narc sounds like when you don't know anything.
I don't know anything about the drugs.
There's meth. There's definitely meth in Molly. And we had a Molly batch that was just speedy. It was a speedy batch.
I was up for three fucking days.
Yeah. You also have a childlike tolerance.
Yeah, I don't do anything. I don't do any drugs. That's why. It fucking freaked me out. We talked about that incessantly.
Which brings us to our next question.
You guys got it wrong. That's wrong.
That's the important thing. Well, this all runs right into the next question, nice and easy.
Which of you would win in a drinking contest? Kevin?
Kevin, what'd you write?
Kevin. Steve? Kevin. All right, you got that one right, guys.
The guy weighs 110 pounds more than I do.
110 is a great number for it to be. 110 pounds. I said me, definitely.
Yeah, Jay.
Okay, both got that right. Number three, use one word to describe your friend's type when it comes to the opposite sex.
Yeah, I hope you went for obvious and not funny if we want to win this, but we'll see what happens.
Kevin?
Well, because in fear was already too many words.
Loose.
I was loose. I was gonna god hot. Damn it. I just wrote hot. I was gonna write easy, but then I thought, yeah. You know, I'm married, maybe my wife wouldn't like that so much.
Well, she is showing you her tits in the window, so she's also apparently a little loose.
And we slept together on the first night that we met, so you know.
Okay. Fair enough. Jay, what did you put, Jay? Please. So chance to take the lead.
I did young.
Oh fuck, I wrote Russian.
I also got young.
Come on. You think the obvious, they don't have to be from,
you
Ralph,
always
take them,
say
from,
Eastern
take them
European.
From any part.
You
of.
Always say Eastern European.
Well, today we were making fun of the Italian prostitute, dude. It's wherever, whatever weird place you want to show the world your uncircumcised wiener.
Uncircumcised?
Yeah.
I'm you Jewish.
I mean, you're circumcised wiener. I meant circumcised wiener. And wow, these foreign idiots.
I think it's interesting that Shannon just revealed that she's been writing down her guesses quietly and doesn't announce what she picked.
Oh, I just have it in my mind to see if I can get it right for the two of them. And I also thought young. I thought that was the right choice.
I'm pissed off now. I thought we always say Eastern European, but fine.
Well, you're never with an Eastern European 50-year-old.
Well, actually, the girl this week, she's 39. Yuck. Anyway, let's move on.
Also 39. Number four.
Yuck. Yuck, right back in.
Number four. How old was your friend when they lost their virginity? Kevin. How old was Steve?
15.
Steven,
is that right?
All 15. Right.
Oh. 15.
What a player.
All right, Jay, what'd you say Ralph's age was?
17.
There you 17. Go, guys.
What's the current tally, Shanoons, at the end of this?
Okay, so and Steve and Kevin are at 700. You guys are at 600.
All right, it's pretty close. Could be anyone's game.
And this round, 500 points a question.
I think timing-wise, we should make this the final
round. This is the physical challenge round.
Shannon, we should make this the final round, I think, because timing-wise.
Okay, whatever you think.
Yeah.
All right, so back to Steve and Ralph. They'll be answering for their partners. First question. The main thing my friend would choose to change about me is?
What Jay would choose to change about me.
Yes. No, wait, hold on. So it's you. Hold on a second. So it's Ralph, main thing. Yeah. So the main thing Jay would choose to change about you, what you think Jay is going to say, and Jay writes what you would change about Ralph.
Okay, but what do
Steve
I do?
He writes what you change about Kevin.
Okay, or no, what Kevin would change about me.
So we're asking Steve the main thing. Yes. So Steve, you're going to say what you would change about Steve, and Steve is going to say what he thinks you're going to say.
I see.
Yeah.
I know it's so freaking
it's
confusing.
More complicated every time.
And I know
what what would I change about Ralph?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So many things.
I know. This doesn't get easier.
I'm just saying there's so many things Jay probably wants to change about me. Be a real friend for 20 years, number one. All right, what's the next question?
Okay. Next one.
I haven't done it yet. I haven't written.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'll put some music in the dead air and post.
Okay.
All right, everyone good? No.
No, Kevin's still really thinking about it. Kevin apparently has a lot of issues with Steven. He's trying to narrow it down.
Okay, next question. Which of you is most likely to offend someone?
Oh.
Say it again.
Which of you is more likely to offend someone? Okay, next one. The sexual act my friend would never take part in is?
What
would Ralph not take part in?
Yep. Wait, hold on. The sexual act, my friend, would not take part in. So I'm asking Ralph this question. So he's answering it about you, and you're answering what you would not take part in.
What I'm saying, what Jay would not take part
right.
in.
Right. Yes.
Wow. This, I would think several, but whatever.
Wait, so I'm.
Okay. So I'm asking you the question, Steve, what's the sexual act your friend would not take part in? So what you think Kevin wouldn't take part in, and Kevin's answering the question, what you would not take part in.
Wait.
Right. This is Ralph and Steve's round, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So you're asking
Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. You're asking me to guess what sexual act Kevin thinks I would not take part in.
Right.
Good enough. Let's go with that.
No, I'm all confused.
All right. Let's just. And then the last question.
Which of you do women like better?
What do you mean, as a friend or like sexual?
Open to interpretation.
Just what women, who women like better?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but whatever. All right. I don't know how I did this round.
Okay, so going back to the first question for Ralph and Steve, the main thing my friend would choose to change about me is blank. Steve, what did you say?
I wrote quicker stories / less talk.
What'd you say, Kevin?
I wrote how he chews gum.
Wow. Those could not be more different.
Okay. Ralph, what did you say?
I wrote, I don't know if you can read it from there, but I get into a real relationship.
Word of God, I wrote, want to settle down with a non-retard, age-appropriate-ish woman.
Same, okay, I classed it up a little bit, but we'll go with that.
I said age-appropriate-ish even.
Okay, second question. Which of you is more likely to offend someone? What did you say, Steve? Steve? Steve. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, what did you say, Ralph?
I mean, Jay, obviously.
Yeah, me.
Okay.
For sure.
I think four times on this call alone.
Don't you dare.
The sexual act my friend would never take part in is blank. What'd you say, Steve?
I mean, I just wrote two dudes, one chick. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Kevin?
I wrote man on man.
All right. Well,
that kind of counts.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the same thing. I wrote male threesome.
I wrote guy stuff, .. below the belt. .. or, well, right below the balls, I guess.
imagine if I wrote exactly that also.
I think everyone got that right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, last one. Which of you do women like better? What did you say, Steve?
Kevin.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Steve. By the way, on that note, I noticed, and this is not to be a dig on either of you guys, but Steve has double the Instagram followers that Kevin has.
All women.
Probably.
No. Yeah, no. But also, what kind of an asshole would I be if I'm like, they like me better?
Oh, are you saying?
I'm not going to do that to my friend Kevin.
I'm trying to win. I mean, we're trying to win.
You know how I
pray
Kevin?
To God now that Ralph put his own name.
I put Jay for sure. Can you see that?
I put Ralph. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Jay, you're so much more likable than me. You fucking kidding me?
No, without a doubt. But I thought you're constantly cruising for and achieving
but that's different.
A pussy.
Yeah.
Well, that's adorable. Why I asked. We all said the other guy. It's adorable.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah. But I think am I right that we're even? Or did?
No, it's because
I agree as a person, for the record, women and men tend to enjoy me more than Ralph.
Yeah, for sure. As a human being on this planet, you're far more likable than me.
So the way that I made the scores work was so in the final round, anybody could come back the way that I made the numbers work. So where it is 1,700 for Steve and Kevin and 2,100 for Ralph and Jay.
I'll take it.
I mean, I would do the one more four questions.
All right, we could do one more if you want.
It's fast enough, and they've all been funny as shit.
Okay, I'm fine with it.
In the last round, there are 1,000 points each, so it's anybody's game. Anybody's game.
All right, fine.
I got a Sixers game on pause. Ben Simmons suspended. The whole thing's everything's up in fucking hell right now.
All right, so this one's back to Kevin and Jay. What celebrity does your friend most resemble?
Who do I resemble?
I'm saying this about Steve, right?
Yes.
Who do I resemble? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so this one, the wording is a little bit weird, but like Jay and Ralph, you guys have done a lot of things together outside of SDR, and Steve and Kevin, a lot of Broken Lizard stuff. So that's what I'm referring to in this question. What project would you say, would your friend say was the best to work with you on? Need a second, Jay?
This to me, I don't want to.
Super obvious. Tell me that we like to work together on.
Yeah.
Well, outside of SDR, though.
No, it doesn't have to be out. SDR is part of what you guys have done
it
together.
It should be outside of SDR, though.
Okay.
I mean, SDR is too easy because we both would put SDR. So.
Yeah.
I put an obvious answer, I feel, but whatever.
Yeah, me too. I feel like this is cheating. I actually hate the question. I feel like it's cheaty.
It's weird that we both put Dew and Jay's mom. That's the weird part. All right, continue.
I was thinking more about hearing what they liked working with each other best on. Okay. If your friend could spend a day in someone else's shoes, who would it be?
Oh, if I could.
Okay,
yes.
Wait.
So if I could spend my day.
So I'm asking a question to Jay and Kevin.
And
about you guys. Yeah.
I could spend a day in someone else's shoes. I'm going to pick one guy that's not.
Stop saying things, Ralph. You're giving hints.
Yeah, you guys fucking suck. You know that?
Yes, I do know that. According to Jay, so does most men and women when it comes to me.
Okay. And last question, a silly one.
Hang on.
Okay.
So we're getting another wordy answer from Jay.
I think I'm right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Shane.
That's okay. Your last question. Your friend is on death row for a crime he didn't commit. What's his choice for a last meal?
My choice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. Are you still thinking, Steve?
I like that you put a crime you didn't commit just to make it a little, like maybe the crime I did commit, I need a different thing. If it was definitely my fault, I would eat this. But if it's what I didn't commit, then.
Okay. First question. For Kevin, what celebrity does Steve most resemble? What did you say?
David Arquette. I see that.
It's funny because I originally wrote De Niro, but then I crossed it out and wrote
Mick Jagger. Oh, sorry. Okay, got it.
How'd you see Mick Jagger there?
No, it said Dave Arquette. Okay, what did you say, Jay?
Boris Karloff's Frankenstein's monster.
Frankenstein.
All right.
Boom.
There you go.
Okay, second question. What project would your friend say was the best to work with you on? What did you say, Kevin? Tacoma FD.
If they don't both put up Tacoma FD. That would be weird.
Tacoma FD. Yeah.
Jay?
I answered to give it a chance that it wouldn't just be the I would Shiprocked.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've only done two projects together.
That's why. Yeah, we've only done two projects together.
I don't know why I was thinking there were more.
Yeah. Jay won't work with me.
I'm going to work with Ralph.
Number three, Kevin, if Steve could spend a day in someone else's shoes, who would it be?
This is, we already said it.
Mick Jagger. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. And now they're going to beat us. There's no way we both got this one.
Oh, yeah. We have this. This is your answer for sure, Ralph.
Let's see.
I say Ralph's trainer, that muscular gay Israeli guy that makes him watch his dog that I got to keep hearing about.
I put Chris Hemsworth. Same difference.
Right. That's what I thought.
See, Shannon knows me better than Jay, because Shannon's my real friend.
I would have said Thor.
Yeah, Thor. By the way, I wrote Thor originally, then wrote Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, last question. Kevin, Steve is on death row for a crime he didn't commit. What's his choice for a last meal? Steak. What'd you say, Steve?
I feel like it didn't write steak.
Steak. Oh, wow. Yeah,
they beat us.
That's
now for sure.
We got this. You guys. Dude.
No, we killed it, guys.
Got this.
I wrote sushi.
Ralph, you're doing it the wrong way. You're cheating.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Ralph's doing it wrong. It doesn't matter. I'm not changing my answer. Here's my pen. I put, and I don't know if this is, I'd like to go to the judge on this, barely legal teen pussy. Now, is there a judging crew?
I started to write vagina and crossed it out.
This is real single decade friendship.
And you wrote sushi. If the question was, what would Kevin's last meal not be? I would write sushi and he would write sushi too.
But you don't like sushi.
By the way, Ralph,
yeah.
What a prissy fucking
death row
answer to give. Death row sushi. It wouldn't be something just the most savory, cheesy fucking thing in the world. You're going to go with a nice healthy sashimi.
I have to eat healthy before I'm going to die.
They're also going to bring you like gas station sushi at jail.
No, not if I request something specific.
You're a jackass, Ralph. You're a goddamn jackass.
Jay, we are not even friends for 10 years now. I'm going to go to 5.
So Steve and Kevin obviously came back to win big. Congratulations, guys.
We should have stuck at round 3, Jay. You really fucked
us. I went the extra round.
God damn it. Jay loves to fuck us.
We knew you guys were going
to
do that.
It was all worth it in the end.
All right, so Tacoma FD season 3 is out. Now, it's about midway through. I think there's 13 episodes this season, and I think 6 airs when we're taping this tomorrow. So about midway through. Congrats. The things I read was Super Troopers did over $100 million, and Super Troopers 3 is apparently coming out at some point soon. Is that true?
Yeah, we're writing it now. So, yeah.
And is there going to be a Beer Fest 2 ever or no?
We would like to. That one's a little trickier to do. You know, it's Pot Fest. And right. Even though weed is legal now, the studio seems to be nervous about that. But we're trying.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, because it was teased. It was teased at the end of Beer Fest.
Yeah, that it was coming.
Yeah.
Man, that was why I had that DVR. That was my come home after comedy. And just even me and DeRose, when we lived together, just smoke pot and watch. God damn, that movie makes me laugh.
Smoke pot, watch that movie and talk about his stupid tattoo that made no sense.
His dumb tattoo. No, it makes sense. It's just, you know, he basically got the fucking, you know, Hey Angeler by Tony Danza on his arm.
All right, guys, thank you so much for taking time out. Let's add a song. You want to add the Foreigner song since we'll add that to our playlist, the SDRShow.com/playlist. Tacoma FD is on True TV every Thursday night. Anything else you guys want to plug before we do the plugs around the room?
Tacoma FD.
Good. Tacoma FD, man.
Tacoma FD. Jay, your plugs?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Halloween weekend, Cleveland, Ohio, hilarities. I have Syracuse coming up and... I think Stress Factory, New Jersey, and then a bunch. Next year, I'm full already through the middle of the year. So keep checking on BigJComedy.com for a city near you. Watch my specials. Listen to Bonfire, SiriusXM, Faction Talk 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m., and Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. Did you see my new Legion of Skanks tattoo, Ralph?
No,
I can't see it on this camera.
No, I can't see it. It just makes you look even more brooding. Did you have a question, Steven? You raised your hand like a gentleman.
I did want to say that... Seasons 1 and 2 of Tacoma FD are on HBO Max.
Right. And also season 3, as they come out, are available also on Hulu Plus. So in case anyone doesn't have standard television, they can do that. Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all kinds of interesting people from all walks of life come on and tell their stories about their worst date experience, the most memorable street fight they've ever been in, and any brush with the paranormal.
All right, and now, guys, don't
Shannon's OnlyFans, where her and her cat, one girl, two pussies.
Jay, don't, Stephen and Kevin, don't give any indication when I ask this, because we've been asking this to guests now. Guess if they believe in ghosts. I'm going to say, don't respond to my answer. I say, Stephen, no, Kevin, yes. Jay, what do you say?
I say both no. They're rational, hilarious human beings.
All right, Shannon, what do you say?
I say both yes.
Okay, Stephen and Kevin, yes or no to the paranormal?
No. Yes.
Fuck, I was going to go the other way originally. I'm so mad at myself.
Ralph, you're a 3-time loser tonight. I haven't figured out what the third one is.
Oh, it's just basic life? Generally life, that's what it is?
What if he does lose something and it turns out that you're a psychic, Jay? Will you change your mind on the paranormal?
Yes. Yes, I would. That would
follow
turn
me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday called Good Sugar, done with the founder of Juice Press. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Thanks,
and anything else, Jay? Do you want to make more fun of me and make me feel even worse about myself before we end this?
I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Jay.
Oh, I'm glad you had to take that Italian hooker overseas to kill her where they couldn't find anything.
That's why the extradition laws in Spain are crazy. There's no
Did
way
you
I'm
use
get the
gloves
recipe.
I got you for Christmas.
All right, we'll see you next time. By the way, who's on the next show? I forget who we have on the show next week. Let me quickly take a look at our calendar so I can plug it. John Taffer. That's cool. John Taffer from Bar Rescue will be on after these guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out.
Thanks,
we'll see you
guys.
Next time on the STL.
Pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to the STR Show.